You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to Speech Coaching Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, my speech coaching message is stop trying to be perfect. When I provide speech coaching for executives and when I direct presentation skills seminars for corporations, one of the first points I make is this: trying to be perfect will ruin your presentation. Why? First, people want to deal with human beings, not flawless robots. To illustrate, when you hear a speaker who is oh so precise with enunciation, so programmed with canned gestures, and so fluent without a single blunder, you might react negatively. You sense that you're observing an actor, not a real person. A prominent example you might be familiar with, Bill Curtis, executive producer and host of three award-winning shows on the Arts and Entertainment Network, Investigative Reports, Cold Case Files, and American Justice. Although Curtis has garnered widespread acclaim during his four decades of broadcast journalism, I never watch him without thinking, that's a planned gesture. Or, he decided ahead of time to take a step forward after that sentence. Or, he rehearsed the inflection he used in that phrase. He's highly successful, yes, so there's no doubt he has satisfied millions of viewers. Even so, I wouldn't recommend him as a role model for speakers. Curtis represents a level of stiltedness that borders on stuffiness, in my judgment. Knowing this should encourage you to loosen up and let people see you, warts and all, as the saying goes. They will know they are hearing the authentic you. Second, the quest for perfection creates a damaging perspective. I'll bet you've looked back on events that at that time seemed so critical for your professional success. Your report to board members, your explanation of why your company had voted to merge, or your quarterly pep talk to your sales force. You feared that less than a perfect performance would jeopardize your job and profession. What really happened, though? During the speech, you lost your place once or twice, stumbled over a phrase, and misstated a fact you had to correct. To your surprise, the results were not so dire after all. You accomplished your goal. Although you performed at 80 to 85% of your potential, that was good enough. So, if you had berated yourself during the speech for your imperfection, you might have slipped to a dismal 50% skill level. Author Mark Twain became a renowned lecturer, appearing across the globe, New York, London, Hawaii, Venice, Berlin, Melbourne, and Calcutta. Still, he suffered many embarrassing moments on stage, with large audiences witnessing his gaffes. The first time he tried to lecture, his memory and his nerves failed him. For 2 minutes, he and his listeners endured an agonizing span of silence before he could start speaking. Periodically, he experienced other platform failures. Fortunately, he accepted his imperfection, maintained a beneficial sense of proportion, and moved on to the next performance with his confidence intact. Like Mark Twain, we can recover from those occasions when the words just wouldn't come out or came out wrong. Our career will move along without a hiccup. Third, if you try to be absolutely perfect with every speech you give or with every meeting you direct, your preparation will move so slowly that you will get very little accomplished with your other responsibilities. My advice? Prepare rapidly without fear of blunders, then review your outline to check the organization, facts, illustrations, and predicted length. Not only will you get more done, you will work more creatively because you're not hamstrung by inordinate fear. Fourth, Too much preparation for our presentation might reduce your enthusiasm. By the time you stand up to address an audience, you have re-outlined, rewritten, rehearsed, and performed so much wordsmithing that you have lost the zest you felt when you selected your topic. Audiences want the illusion of the first time, a phrase borrowed from theater. When an audience sees the curtain rise, the actors must give the impression that this is the first time they have thought these thoughts, said these words, and gestured like that, even when the cast has presented the same play dozens or possibly hundreds of times. Similarly, your audience wants to believe this is a live performance. They want to sense your energy and enthusiasm. Fifth, keep in mind that our imperfection is what makes life interesting, challenging, and rewarding. Business mogul Donald Trump hasn't done everything right. Some of his casinos have plunged into bankruptcy. Martha Stewart left her domestic empire to serve jail time. To sum up, be real. Don't dwell on your mistakes. Reserve time for your other duties while you're crafting your speech. Avoid emotional burnout. And accept imperfection as a normal circumstance. Your audiences will love the results. And so will you. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, a tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, several tons. And they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me. And the lessons that I learned from the rhino really took me in many directions and surprised me in many ways. And I think that really explains, why the rhino, for me, became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.